And there is the Hooter, Maureen. A game that Donegal looked dead and buried in 5 minutes ago at 110 to 8 points. Two quick fire goals back to back. They've crept over the line by 1 point. They're into the National Football League final.
This is just unbelievable. Like, if we had said this at halftime, even after the first and the second, the last water break there, Frank, we'd have never thought Donegal were going to be in a league final. We probably wrote them off a little bit early, but that just goes to show you. Two quick goals just changed the game out here. I don't think Jennifer Dunn, when she was hitting that three there last, Kate McDade maybe. She just hoped and prayed and that it would go over the bar and that it was a wide. No, she didn't even realise how much time was on the clock.
How much of a monkey off the back is this for Donegal? Yes, they're into a National League football final. That's massive. They were there once before in 2017. But this Dublin side have had their number on so many occasions and it looked like for so long here in the second half they were going to have it again. But listen, plenty of fight there and plenty of heart shown. Donegal went for broke. They got the reward. So listen, Donegal, another game out, preparation for championship. They've got that Dublin monkey off their back. You can see by the celebrations down there, this means a lot to them.
Absolutely. I mean, they're just ecstatic out there in the field. And as you say, we needed competitive games. It was going to be six weeks without a competitive game. They go into a National League final now. Haven't been there since 2017. And their backs are up. Like, you know, Dublin are coming off the field here. They just don't know what way to look. Like, they really thought they had it. I suppose going out in half time, they would have thought with the one that they're back, they would have had it. But this is going to be really, really, really positive for Donegal. You know, going into another big, hard-hitting game now in a couple of weeks' time. I probably didn't even realise they'd be there themselves, but a lot of learning from the game out there today, you know, only for those two goals. I mean, close to the end, I was thinking to myself, Nicole Owens would probably got a woman of the match for Dublin, but I was thinking if it was Donegal that was going to win there, who was going to get player of the match, but had to be Yvonne. I think Yvonne is going to get player of the match. I mean, well, that's super turnaround. Just goes to show you, you take an extra couple of good players like her back into the panel and you just don't know what you have. We have a league final. I'd look forward to Frank in a couple of weeks and I mean, the girls will just be ecstatic with that.
Yeah, we'll just try and catch our breath on that. It is all over here. Donegal have won by 2-8 to 1-10. Dramatic final exchanges here. Two goals turn this here game on its head for Donegal. We'll try and get some reaction from the Donegal players and management afterwards. Should be a lot easier given that they've got over the line in spectacular fashion and do a league final. But for a moment, it's back to you in the studios. Donegal, 2-8, Dublin 1-10.